Okay. It's because you've done this a lot of lifetimes, or you've had four lifetimes, you've had multiple lifetimes, but it's because of the frequency you keep. In other words, as a soul, you have learned your lessons, you have stayed in the light, and it's kind of like what you said, I've just gone through a really hard time, but X number of weeks later, I'm starting to come out of it. You know, it's sort of like whatever occurs, you keep returning to the light, you keep returning to the light, you keep bouncing back. And when I say that, I've got chills. So this isn't about like, oh my God, my dog's got a lot of energy. This is about you hold a lot of light. You've got a lot of light quotient. It means that you're close to your divine self.
The person that I lost, the one thing I said to him at his funeral was that he should shine his light into the universe and wait for me.
I'm thinking he's doing that. I've got chills from the second you started. Honestly, from the second I said, okay, how may I help you? I've had chills and they haven't gone away yet.
Really?
Really. So whatever's going on, it is awfully good. It is awfully good. All right, so let me see if there's anything else, my love. One moment, please.
You didn't ask my name.
I did not yet. One moment. I'm just going to tune in. I need to go higher and then I'll get your name. And say your first name.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Lorraine.
And say it one more time.
Lorraine.
And say it one more time.
Lorraine.
So I am not the best medium in the world out there, but what I keep hearing is you rang. So what I will go on record of saying is that he's aware of this conversation and he's aware of your grand love for him. And I can feel the energy. I don't have words, but I feel the energy. When I just said I feel the energy, I've got lights going off all around you. You are greatly loved. And not only are you greatly loved, but what they're saying to me is you greatly love. You greatly love. And that's the energy that I feel.
Thank you.
Yeah. So your question was, did you miss anything? And all I have to say to you, my friend, is rock on. And I mean that in all sincerity, because that's what it's all about. It's keeping your heart open through it all. It's holding the light through it all. And say your name one more time.
Lorraine.
And say it one more time.
Lorraine.
My feeling is you're going to be going even higher before it's over in this incarnation. You're going to because they're saying, because I'm getting the chills, because of all your hard work, because of your due diligence, you're going to be gifted with some beautiful experiences before the end of this lifetime.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really.
I'm too.
Yeah.
Keep it.
Keep it. Okay. How can we help you?
A message from my destiny. Mm-hmm.
And say your first name.
Joyce.
And say it one more time.
Joyce.
And say it one more time.
Joyce.
One moment, sweetheart. And say it one more time.
Joyce.
And say it one more time.
Joyce.
Thank you. And say it one more time. Should I say it one more time?
Joyce.
Thank you. Well, it's kind of like a koan. It's kind of like a riddle. Nobody can keep you from anything except for you. So if you want to feel the energy of Jesus or Mary Magdalene or just spirit or your higher self, nobody can keep you from it but your own self. And say your name one more time.
Joyce.
As you play with that, what you will do is you will invite like communion with your higher self. And I see, I think this is Mother Mary actually. I see like roses like just being offered to you. So just play with that. And it has to do with, I mean, obviously we've got this mind just working overtime, and so we really identify with it very strongly. And so because we believe in everything, it keeps us from the experience of our true self. What you're learning how to do, and I see that, I'm like, I used to play, my grandmother would play solitaire for eons, forever. So I grew up playing solitaire. So what I'm watching is, you know, her flipping the cards over. And so what they're saying with all that is what you're learning how to do is to flip the cards over. In other words, to give yourself permission to experience all of life, to experience the riches of life. And say your name one more time. Be open to the present. Be open to the present. They're saying like mind is very good in tethering us to the past. And so when we do that, we exchange like the beauty of the moment for a thought about the past. So, and we all do that. I mean, that's the reason that we're not sitting here seeing the masters here with us. Because we believe in past, and so we keep recreating past. But nevertheless, the more that you can open up to the moment, spirit is going to be working with you to help you see and discover what actually is here in the moment. So I have some moments where everything's just magical. It's kind of like Disney World. Like whatever I look at, it just changes form, and I see other energies and I see spirits. Like it'll happen like for an hour, and then it just, there it goes. So there's just so much here on other levels that we're just not aware of because we're following our mind that dictates the past. So spirit's going to be helping you to kind of like giving you some, this is what I want to say to you. I know you took tests so many eons ago, but if you remember test taking in the very beginning, I don't know if you had this, but in the very beginning, when I went through school, they would give you examples. So if you took a standardized test, like the first two, they would be like A is for apple, as B is for ball. So they would give you like a little example. So then you knew exactly what it is they wanted you to do. And then they're like, okay, let's see what you can do. So spirit's going to do that for you. Spirit's going to give you like a little taste, like give you a little smattering, showing you what you're opening up to. And so when I said that, I'm looking at your shoes, which I did not notice this whole time, and the little sparklies remind me of Dorothy's shoes, where it's like, you know, there's no place like home when she clicks her little heels, and then, you know, it turned out she had the power all the time. That's you. So you're, what they're showing me is you're Dorothy. Does that make sense? Like you've got the power, and but they're helping you to understand it, because they know that's really what you're asking for. And they hear your prayers, by the way. They want you to know that they do hear your prayers. So you have...
Does it have to do with home?
Oh, you know the Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Okay, so they just give me symbolism. So when as I was talking, suddenly the sparklies in your shoes were... It becomes three-dimensional, is the only way I can just say it. Like, it just comes out. And they are showing me is like you're Dorothy, where like all she wanted to do was go home, and Glenda the Good Witch is saying you have the power all the time, you have the power all the time. So it's just spirit, just kind of, you can do it.
The reason I said home is because this morning I was meditating,
mm-hmm.
and I kept hearing home, and I was feeling joy, and then I get teary eyed.
Yeah.
Often when I meditate, I get teary eyed. Why do I get teary eyed?
Well, sometimes when people meditate, they yawn to clear energies, and they also, their eyes, it's a form of clearing when your eyes sort of tear. I don't know, they're not telling me, but you may be doing it if you're touching your true soul. And so what happens sometimes is as you get in touch with your soul, you're releasing the pain. You're just releasing. Okay, so it's not that, which is good. I don't know, but I do know that two ways that the body clears with meditation is yawning, and sometimes the eyes start watering. So.
I guess I was clear on something. But
okay.
So it's negative energies that you clear?
Well, if you're clearing it, it probably isn't.
That's what I don't understand. It's relating to joy, and I was hearing home. And mm-hmm. I felt like I was home, and I was feeling so joyful.
So happy I could cry.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. As my son used to say, cry for happy.
Right. Well, that's what I figured. But
yeah.
I knew you were going to say, you know, that releases energy.
Yeah, it's so funny, because now I feel it in my eye. That's so funny. Yeah, I don't know, but if you're feeling joy, don't worry about it. I guess I would just simply say to you. But they are working with you, just so you know, and they're going to give you some experiences so you understand what it is you're opening up to. Okay? All right, Miss Julie.
Hi.
Hi.
I just need to say that like 4 minutes ago-ish, I don't know, Joseph, like so strong for
aww.
Me. I mean, I don't know who else, maybe. With his black pants and not a completely black shirt, but like a very dark shirt with just teeny little dots of white, but like the pinhead size. And he's just here. He's here. I was calling mom to say, are you around? And then he just came in. So, hello.
Hi. How can we help you?
Whatever they'd like to share.
Okay, well, mom, please. Cool about Joseph. Mm-hmm. Joseph was a dear friend who crossed over recently, though, who used to come to group. And apparently still does. Gosh, now it's hard to tune in because now I feel a mess. I wouldn't want it any other way. All right, well, mom, please. Gosh, I've got so much going on. I don't know if it's for you, for Elizabeth. What is the messages here? One moment, please. Okay, and say your first name.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Julie, say it one more time.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
Thank you. Julie, say it one more time, honey.
Julie.
Thank you. Well, I just got to get this out of the way because I don't really know what it is, but I saw energy that looked red, and you're in the process of releasing that. It's interesting because it's come to you in several different forms, and something that you're doing right now is very significant. What they're showing me is it almost looks like a shamanic dream where, like if energy is stalking you or whatever, and so you're, it's like the imagery they're presenting me with is like someone taking really like dirt, like there's nothing to it, and making mud pies, and then it suddenly transforms into a canteen, and then they're drinking out of the canteen and getting that nourishment and getting like healing from it. So you're working on a number of like really really powerful levels of transformation and doing really some excellent soul, they're saying soul journeying and exploring. They're saying it's not for beginners. It's not for beginners. You're really working with some energies that represent, goodness, I wish I could give you more details, but the energies represent something that as you work through it in your dreamtime state, it's like it's gone for good. So it's manifesting in this dreamtime state in a certain form, but somehow it's like archetypal energies. I wish I had details and I don't. But you've got some beautiful, like, oh goodness, Native American energy guides that are working with you and helping you clear and teaching you. Gosh, you're working on so many beautiful levels, because I see it's either like in a dream state or on other levels of reality that, gosh, yeah, it really does look Native American as far as helping you really move the energy, move the energy. It looks shamanic. It really does. It really, really does. Very, very powerful. So let me see if they have any suggestions for you. One moment.
Can I ask a question about that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so my suspicion is that the red is the blood, and the sort of the dirt, is the viscosity that my blood has now because of the cancer. Because that's where I have the cancer on my blood. So my suspicion is that that's what this is about.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
That's cool.
Wow.
As long as there's a shift.
Okay, one moment, please. Gosh, this is just healing day. So interesting. One moment, please. Yeah, that's what they wanted you to hear, what I just said. It's healing day. In other words, we're all coming for healing in different... You're saying form is insignificant. They're saying it's healing of the soul. It's the healing of the soul. And our different forms, really, they're saying it's a dream. They're saying, what's form? Form is nothing. It's the soul work that we're all doing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me see what else I can tell you. One moment, please. It's definitely Native American, because now I got that whole headdress thing going on here. They're doing something, so I'm just watching what they're doing. There's a gentleman. The ones that were here before were younger than and there's a gentleman that appeared with the whole headdress, and so he's goodness. I feel like you've known him in another lifetime. And so he's working with you in that other lifetime is what he's doing. And so what he's saying is he's explaining what he's doing, but he's doing something to you in that lifetime, and it's going to transfer to this lifetime is what he's saying. He's nodding. He's nodding. Okay. So whatever it was, somehow was received. And let me just see if there's anything else. And Julie, say your name one more time.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
He's saying there's more where that came from. So open up to receiving the energies of love. Open up to receiving the energies of love. And they do want me to meet with you and do that energy session as well, if you are interested. Okay. All right, I'll leave you with that.
Thank you.
Oh my God, he was beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Hello.
Hi.
Do you have a healing question? I'm teasing. I said, do you have a healing question? I was laughing. How can we help you?
My best and highest.
Okay, one moment, please.
Best and
okay. And say your first name.
Lisbeth.
And say it one more time.
Lisbeth.
And say it one more time.
Lisbeth.
See, when I tune into you, I want to go like this. Like, I want to claim my spot. so it has to do with you. And say your name one more time.
Lisbeth.
And say it one more time.
Lisbeth.
They want you to get more rooted. They want you to get more rooted. So let me tell you what I did the other day. God bless my neighbors. I went outside my house, and I don't know why I did. Honestly, I could not consciously tell you why I did this. I went outside my house in bare feet, and I started doing this, like, this ceremony. I have no idea what I was doing. It's a little bit like Qigong or something, but I just started doing, like, I guess, like a yoga thing and bowing to Mother Earth, and somehow the energies just took me over. And what I did, excuse me, I could not repeat. I have no idea, but it was just, how do I say this? I was willing to do what I was talking to Marilyn in the beginning of the group, where I'm still like one foot in, one foot out. So one foot, I gotta be linear. And the other foot, I'm so not linear anymore. And so the part of me that was not linear anymore just knew what to do. That's the part that they're helping you develop. That's the part that they're helping you develop. Where, and say your name again, please.
Lisbeth.
And say it one more time.
Lisbeth.
Goodness, that's not going to work. Because I was going to say, just put your hands up and start feeling the energy, but you're doing it with your head, and they want you to do it with your heart. One moment, please. All right. Just put your hands up for a second. All right, you feel my energy? You feel that? Do you feel that? Okay. So now your job is to keep feeling my energy as I move. No. Your hands stay still, and you're just going to feel my energy. Can you still feel it? Do you get that?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the message. We're going to play footsies next, not teasing. So the message is, they want you to start playing with energy. So not only during the times when you're going to be performing healings, but all through the day when you have nothing to do, you know, you're standing at the stove waiting for it to boil or whatever. Just put your hands up and just start playing with energy. Gosh, when I did Qigong class 100, I think they called it like energy training. But, and say your name one more time, sweetie.
Lisbeth.
And say it one more time.
Lisbeth.
What you're going to be doing is really learning how to feel energies. You're going to feel, if Joseph's in the room, you'll suddenly feel that. If other beings are in the room, if there's energy that needs clearing, like maybe you were really worried yesterday and you forgot to clear the energy, you'll start feeling the energy and suddenly it'll be like, I think I should put some incense or something. And say your name one more time.
Lisbeth.
And say it one more time.
Lisbeth.
They're helping you to turn into an energy babies is the only way I can explain this. What I mean by that is really to start like working with the energies, being led by energies. They're going to have you start doing like ceremonies where you're going to be like healing, like literally like plots of land, like healing energies and land. You may be in a grocery store and like whatever's going on, you just know the healing is needed. So you'll just be standing there and suddenly, that's my receiving, probably is going to be this hand, but suddenly you're just going to be led to like start sending energy out to the group of people standing in line. I mean, you don't announce it over the loudspeaker. You're just going to kind of like just go like that and like send that energy out. Spirit's working with you to really kind of take you out of like that linear, Elizabeth, nice to meet you, to I'm really here to heal. I'm really here to heal. And say your name again.
Elizabeth.
And say it one more time.
Elizabeth.
Oh, Spirit's going to have so much fun with you. So much fun. So much fun. And it's really about getting comfortable with it so that you're not coming from a place of the mind. You know, because again, use my example. The mind, you know, is it okay? Is it not okay? What will people think? What do I think? You know, my da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So you're getting to this place of really working from a heart. So that when you think of yourself working with energy, receiving energy, healing with energy, they're helping you to understand that everything's energy. And you know that, like you intellectually know that, but they're helping you to really start moving around the world, feeling it, experiencing it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's your message.
Thank
okay,
you.
You're very welcome. So now we're going to come back to Thomas. When we last off, you had sweat on your neck. All right, so a moment, please. you had sweatitis. I always say that whenever anyone says, it's like you have stressitis, because whatever it is, you know, ultimately it all kind of comes from one source. So let me see what I can tell you, Mom, please. And say your first name.
Thomas.
And say it one more time.
Thomas.
I don't know the answer to that. I have no idea. If it comes upon me, I will let you know. I do not know. But let me see if I can bring something forth that I do know. One moment, please. And say your first name again.
Thomas.
And say it one more time.
Thomas.
And say it one more time.
Thomas.
And say it one more time.
Thomas.
Oh, goodness. I really don't want to say this to make you paranoid. Thomas, say your name one more time.
Thomas.
And say it one more time.
Thomas.
You've got really good energy, and there are those that want to take your energy from you. So please do not let them. Let me explain this. There are those that, they're kind of called like energy vampires or whatever. No one's going to come harm you or anything, but they kind of take your energy. They kind of take your good energy. So here's all you have to do. This has nothing to do with nothing, but this is just a public service announcement. If you ever feel like you're hanging out with someone and then suddenly you just start getting tired, like for no reason at all, like suddenly like, where did that come from? What it is I feel like there's somebody that almost like borrows your energy, and it's no harm's gonna come from you. They're just using up your good chi is all it is. And so you can shield yourself from that, and you can just simply cover yourself with white light. You can call an Archangel Michael, spirit. You can even put up like a mirror, like in front of you around your little auric field, so that anything, nothing can get in except love and light. But just be aware of that, because you just got really good energy, you know. And someone's like, I don't want to do my work and develop my own. I'll just take Thomas's. No harm's going to come to you or anything, but I do see times where you're just kind of like, I feel like someone zapped me of energy. Well, someone did. Okay, so just be aware of that. One moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Thomas.
And say it one more time.
Thomas.
I just see heaven blessing you. I just see heaven blessing you. What they're showing me is an oracle card that literally says blessings. It's like, of course, my favorite card in the deck to receive. Well, that and power, because you want power and blessings. I see blessings. I see blessings coming to you. Let me just see if there's anything you should do to open to receive that. And say your name one more time.
Thomas.
And say it one more time.
Thomas.
Yeah, they're also working with you to help you to hear divinity a little bit better. I know we did our ear chakra work, right? Yeah, they're working with you to help you receive those messages. Let me see, and say your name one more time.
Thomas.
And say it one more time.
Thomas.
You can just hold the intention or do any kind of prayer work to ask Spirit to keep helping you to hear more accurately. They're working with you so that you really start hearing a little bit more. And I don't know why, but it has something to do with what you're going to do, that you need to do that. So just hold the intention. Okay. Last but not least, my love, you got Mama praying over you now.
I'm getting a feeling a little bit. I have I'm a yogi and I meditate every day.
Awesome.
So I'm getting the feeling that I have to get into this, like, just like to open my heart.
Sure.
So you can read me more.
Okay. Well, yeah, you were right. You're right about that. It was just blocked for some reason.
Yeah.
It's understandable. I mean, this life, it's a doozy. I mean, it really is on a linear level. I mean, gosh, to be a light worker and have so much love and light and just to get trampled on is how it feels when I tune into you. It's like Macy's. Their stores are closing, I just read, but it's like Macy's right before a holiday. I mean, just tramp, that's what I look at. I'm looking at tons of people and like stampede kind of energy, and I feel like that is what you have experienced. And so it just makes one just a little reserved, you know? So the fact that despite having whatever that experience was, or several, they're saying, despite that, for you to go on to be a yogi and do all this just shows the heart that you really do have and the commitment that you do have. All right, so let me see what I can tell you that could be a benefit. One moment, please. So you've got somebody that's working with you in spirit to help you open up your channels. Do you work with channels? Do you know what I mean by that? So channels, like, they do that in acupuncture, I think, but it's like meridians, or there's some kind of system where you can open up channels, and look it up on Google. But okay. Okay, well, this is actually, they keep saying the channels. So if you do some kind of practice, you may want to look that up, because you do have someone in another dimension that's assisting you in aligning that and working with you. So I don't know if what you'll do with that, but they want me to mention that. So that's one thing. One moment, please. And say your first name again.
Eileen.
And say it one more time.
Eileen.
And say it one more time.
Eileen.
And say it one more time.
Eileen.
Thank you. Hold on. Eileen, say it one more time, sweetie.
Eileen.
Okay, so I'm kind of like Katrina there. How do I put all this together? Watch your thoughts. Believe that the best is going to happen. I'm going to sound like an Abraham commercial now. So what they're saying is, again, because of everything you've experienced, you have had lives of torture, by the way. So there's this not propensity, but you've got energies where, yeah, I get that, a number of lives. So you have energies that are almost like not expecting the worst, but concerned about the worst, only because on the linear level, sometimes the worst did happen in those lifetimes. I mean, I am just going like extreme poverty. God, I forgot the others too, but like really kind of really severe kind of situations. So what they're saying is it's important to watch the thoughts, and it's okay if you don't have the most positive thought in the world, because you know they always say 80% of our thoughts are negative that come flying through. But when you notice it, to kind of quote Abraham, to kind of like pivot in a new direction, to keep pivoting in a new direction, even if you spend your whole day pivoting, that's absolutely fine. Because what that's going to do is open you up into new opportunities. And part of the reason why you're waiting for opportunities and the doors have been closed is because you haven't signaled your readiness with spirit. So let me explain this. Because on one level, you're saying to me on a higher level, I most certainly have, because you have. But the other part of it is it's sort of like you got to tame the wild horses, and you got to get them in line, you know, get all your ducks in a row. And so you do that through intention, and you do that through your crystallization of what is possible. And they're saying there's a little bit of, how do I say this, like a poverty consciousness, not in terms of material poverty versus wealth, but in terms of your expectation in terms of what's possible. Like, you know, like in other words, can I be a miracle creator, producer? And they're saying, of course you can, of course you can. And so they're saying the day has arrived for you to put on the correct spectacles. So they're showing me, and it's just what I grew up with, they're showing me Elton John. So when in the 70s, he would always have these crazy glasses on. They're showing that to me, and they're saying, you know, put on the right glasses. You know, like, so in other words, rose-colored glasses. You know, to keep reframing things, to keep, just to keep reframing things and to keep your focus. And I almost feel like you're a little bit gun-shy in doing that. Like, you know, you want the good stuff. You really do. But you're almost like gun-shy in giving it all you've got. I don't know if it's because you've been disappointed before that it's like, oh, I don't want to get disappointed again, or whether the road's been so heavy it's sort of like used up your stamina or whatever. So whatever it is, they're saying take a deep holy breath and trust. They're showing me the trust card. They're saying you must trust. And so with that trust card, look into whatever that channel stuff is. I think it just has to do with your development. I don't think it has to do with your manifestation. What you're going to do is they're saying you're going to break the record and step out. So I feel like there are things that you've been asking for, praying about, wanting. And so you're kind of like, okay, spirit, you know, where is it? And what they're saying is, that you're going to glide it in. And I'm looking at like an airplane or a bird or something, you know, landing on a runway. And they're saying you're the one that is going to take an interest and bring it forward. And say your name one more time.
Eileen.
And say it one more time.
Eileen.
Okay. So they want me to ask you if you have any questions regarding that.
Well, I want to know if they know who the person is who's guiding my channels open.
It's a male energy. I'm going to guess, and my guess is it's something related to India, only because I'm hearing Dr. Bombay from Bewitched. So Bombay, I would think some kind of Indian lineage, but I don't have a name or anything. But it did feel like a male energy, and someone quite. It's more spiritual, just so you know. It's not health related. It's spiritual related. Um, I'm going to guess it's got something to do with Kundalini energies or something, because I'm seeing the serpent. And say your name one more time.
Eileen.
And say it one more time.
Eileen.
Expect how do I want to say this? Like, expect good things to happen. They're showing me a friend of mine who works at a church, and every time I would call her, she answers the phone, Christ, blah, 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 making the impossible possible. That's how she would answer the phone. I would just call her when I needed to hear that. I thought it was awesome that they did that. But they're saying, like, develop that kind of mentality where the impossible is possible, where the impossible is possible.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay.
An interesting thing with the Elton John glasses.
Yeah.
Before I was a librarian, I was an optician.
Oh, wow.
I'm raising my hand to say that we came here directly from Unity of
Church.
Del Rey. That was the sermon today.
Mm-hmm. What was the sermon?
The sermon was
your imagination.
Your imagination.
Trust your imagination.
Trust your imagination.
Yeah.
Imagine it and it will happen.
Yeah. Well,
I just had so much in 4 years. I've gone through a marriage, divorce 10 years ago.
Yeah.
An 8-year relationship that ended 2 years ago. Gobs of little mini relationships, 4 jobs since I'm here.
Yeah.
Sick kids. Just so much stress. So much stuff in this, condensed period that I'm just reeling. I can't get to that sense.
I totally get that. On a personal level, I totally get that. On the higher level, they're saying, and so you've arrived. And so you've arrived. I mean, your mom's like the most beautiful example I can come up with right now. Because it's really about who you are in spirit, not the linear story. And trust me, it's easy for me to say, and then I've got my own little linear story to go back to when I'm done. But that's really what you've signed up for in this lifetime. You personally, I can promise you. I can promise you, I can promise you. It's about who you are as a soul and the work that you're doing on behalf of humanity, as opposed to, in a linear life, in a linear story. They're saying, of course you do, because it's duality. It's duality. And that's what you're here to raise. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we took care of everybody. Perfect timing, look at that. Indeed, we extend blessings and light to each of you. You see, as you trust your highest attunement, your highest altitude, in fact, that is what you will harmonize. That is what you will bring into clear awareness. We delight in these opportunities to be of service. Call on us at any moment in your his story or her story. You see, that too is evolving and changing. We surround you with our light and love. Until next time, namaste. Okay, everybody.